A group of congressional leaders has asked the Trump administration to review a Russian company's investment in a new Kentucky aluminum mill. Sydney Bowles has more.
The request comes from eight prominent Democratic lawmakers, including Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown and House Intelligence Committee Chair Congressman Adam Schiff. The lawmakers are asking the Treasury Department to look into an investment into an Eastern Kentucky aluminum plant, Brady Atlas. The investment came from Rusal, an aluminum company that, until January, was under federal sanctions for the, quote, worldwide malign activity of its primary owner, Oleg Deripaska. Sanctions were removed when Deripaska stepped down, but lawmakers worry the Russian government may still be involved and may be using the Kentucky investment to curry political favor. Jeff Mankoff is a Russia and Eurasia expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says the U.S. hasn't taken the threat of corruption as a national security issue seriously enough.
When there's a perception of foreign money being used to purchase a political quid pro quo, I think that's a very serious allegation and something that calls for an investigation.
Brady Industries CEO Craig Bouchard told the Ohio Valley Resource in an earlier interview that his company had signed its letter of intent after the sanctions had been removed.
And so we don't have any discussion with any global party about business transactions without lawyers present. So you should just assume that we are perfect in such things because, quite frankly, we are.
Kentucky workers are hopeful that Brady Industries will bring hundreds of high-paying jobs to a struggling region. The Treasury Department didn't respond to a request for comment. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles.